This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
The text page loves the pronunciations of Mauricio Dubon in our... Dubon. Now they got me saying it. Mauricio Dubon is the real name.
Mauricio Dubai or whatever his name is.
Was that you laughing or his co-host or his caller laughing about Mauricio Dubai? He was laughing.
Play it one more
Mauricio
time,
Dubai.
Ben. Play it one more time. It's Captain Mickey.
Mauricio Dubai or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was you laughing.
That was me laughing.
I heard it through my earphones. I was looking
at
my computer. I apologize.
That was me.
Yeah, the Dubai thing. Were you like me at first? I was like, wait a second. Let me check real quick. Am I being some kind of a bigot or a racist if I laughed at Mauricio Dubai? No, that's just a genuine confusing of names with another name. And okay, we're good to go.
That is a funny mispronunciation.
Yes. I'm not drawing a caricature or something or trying to make some kind of insinuation.
You do need to double check these days.
Good wholesome fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. Laramie Tunsil, he was
from a good, honest American, the right kind of.
Okay, Laramie Tunsil. Shh, enough said. Laramie Tunsil, speaking of good, wholesome fun, he met with the media yesterday. He was asked, this was a great answer. He was asked, what on the heels of 2021, not a great year for Tunsil, what was it that motivated him to have the season that he had in 2022?
Yeah, y'all know what motivated me. It was that little article that came out that called me a very good starter. You know I didn't like that one. So that's what motivated me. Still to this day, no matter if I'm the highest paid or not, that tweet or that article is always going to motivate me to be an even better player.
That's funny. For most people, that would be a compliment. You know, you're a very good starter in the NFL. Really?
Yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Laramie Tunsil is a slap in the face.
That's right. That's where you get, but that's you kind of cap yourself there.
Yep.
You know what? That's all. When Laramie Tunsil wanted to be the highest paid player in football or the highest paid offensive lineman, you know what he did? He just said, yeah, that's what I'm going to demand. And then he ended up getting it. There is a lesson to be learned about in many areas of life, just setting your own price. Now, obviously it helps to be really good at football. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that, you know, Sean, you could go up to the Texans and say, by the way, I expect to be the highest paid player in football.
Right, right.
Okay, you got to be. There's a little give and
take. Scott Quesenberry is listening right now going, man, I left money on the table. I should have done what Seth said. Yeah.
But it was I've learned this with advertising and other things. People who write, you know, and get paid by writing, a lot of it is just having the chutzpah to say, this is how much I charge.
Yeah.
This is how much I charge. That's just my price. And people might not feel it's justified or what. Or if they ask you to justify it, you say, that's my price.
Yeah.
And then if they want you, they take it. But a lot of times, there are way more situations than you ever think growing up where, there actually is no set price and people don't even know what they're willing to pay.
Bingo.
So if you just tell them... they really just want to know what the price is. Just tell me. I don't want to negotiate. Just tell me what the price is.
Yep.
And okay, cool. I'll pay it.
So true. So true. That is really good advice, actually. That is so true. Here's Laramie Tunsil. Laramie Tunsil did his own deal here. He was his own agent. He had a support staff that included St. Omni and others. Here's Laramie Tunsil on why it was so important to get this deal done on his own.
I always wanted to be a CEO of my business team. Like, I always wanted to be like the guy that leads this team, like leads my team. So I hired the team, which includes of St. Omni, Lalo Sani, and Alexandra. And I wanted to do something that's never been done before, right? Making history for the second time in a row. You know, nobody has ever done that besides me. So I always wanted to be like the leader to start something new, and that's what I did.
I honestly like the fact that Laramie Tunsil kind of wears the business part of this on his sleeve. He's played for a team the last couple of years that hasn't been very good. I could see where you would open yourself up to some backlash if you're kind of puffing your chest out about how you just got, for the second time in 3 years, I'm the highest paid guy. I could see where some people would go, hey, man, how about winning some football games? That would be kind of cool if you were part of that. I kind of like that Laramie Tunsil is the way he is about the business side. One, because I think he does take the football side very, very seriously. Yeah. And two, I think there's too many guys in sports, Seth, that lie about how important the money is. You know, they're like, it wasn't about the money. Like, Laramie Tunsil did that press conference yesterday, and damn, it was all about the money. And I respect that.
I think, like, this is the thing you see when it comes to athletes or, like, any kind of entertainer or performer. Like, when they make that transition into being, like, the actual genuine business person, that's the biggest step is, okay, how are you going to manage your team? You know, like, you got to put a team together, and then you got to actually be the boss. So we talked earlier, okay, Roger Staubach low-key became a really, really successful business person. And it's probably not, it's not low key in the Dallas area or anything, but I don't think people nationally understand that. Like, he's got it's not like he owns a bunch of real estate. He has a commercial real estate company that, like, conducts business.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, and he was very, very successful with that. So, like, Roger Staubach, like, Jay-Z and making the leap from performer to producer, Ashton Kutcher. Like, those are the three guys I think of when I think of Laramie Tunsil.
Yeah.
I think of Roger Staubach, Jay-Z, Ashton Kutcher.
Well, Magic. I throw Magic Johnson in there as well.
Yeah, I was kind of joking. I thought I'd get a laugh out of the Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't know. Like, Ashton. He's just. I didn't know if Ashton Kutcher. Honestly, I didn't.
He's done very well, but I think it's just with investments.
Oh, okay.
He's not like. He's not in that same category.
I didn't know enough. Yeah, that was. I didn't know enough about Ashton Kutcher, whether it was. Because if you were serious and I laughed at it, you'd have been like, what the hell are you laughing at?
Oh, no. Now I'm the hypersensitive guy. I'm sorry. I won't do that. I won't do the hypersensitivity thing again. Kutcher is he's not – Sean, he's not just about practical jokes. He's also about Silicon Valley investments, okay?
That's true. I have seen him rushing elbows with those people. Yeah. So Tunsil gets his deal done. That was good to see. Said the process was smooth with the said the process was smooth with the Texans.
The process was smooth. You know, Nick and D'Amico wanted to get this done. They was very adamant about getting this deal done, and we got it done. And also, like I was telling you, like, I built this team to make things easy for me. Like, I have St. Omni, I have Lalo Sani, and if I had any questions about the contract, you know, I'll just hit those guys up and be like, oh, yo, how you feel about this, or what you think about this? And we got it done pretty quick, man. It didn't take long. It was very easy.
As Seth pointed out earlier in the show, St. Omni, amazing name at the very least, and apparently quite critical to not just Laramie Tunsil's negotiation. Was it Roquan Smith who the other one is, Seth? The other St. Omni client?
Yeah, Roquan Smith was assisted by St. Omni.
Yeah.
St. Omni first became known to most of us by – I got very confused by a Mike Florio tweet in which he – Mike Florio went off on St. Omni, and everybody's like, who's this St. Omni person? What the hell's going on? Ian Rappaport, when reporting Tunsil's contract, said per St. Omni. So, like, he got the information from St. Omni. And so, like, I hadn't seen that tweet. Nobody knew who the hell Rappaport was talking about either. But Florio, like, went off on him, which makes me feel like, that's a That's a feather in St. Omni's cap.
Yes.
Piss off Mike Florio.
Makes me like him more.
I feel like there are a lot of football fans who are like, wait a second, Florio hates this guy? All right. I'm on board with St. Omni.
Yes.
Give me more St. Omni. I don't know who he is or what he does, like what his backstory is, if it's even legal what he's doing by the NFL standards. Not legal, not illegally legal, but the NFL says that teams can't talk to non-NFLPA certified agents. The NFLPA would say that as well. So it's not clear whether St. Omni is like working, beyond his boundaries or what. But he's getting deals done, or he's helping getting deals
done. Yeah, it sounds like he's a sounding board for Laramie Tunsil. It sounds like Tunsil is the front-facing guy in this, and St. Omni is part of the team that he can lean on when he needs advice or questions answered. As you pointed out, St. Omni. So you have religious title plus hotel chain.
Yep.
You've gone as far now as to change your name on Twitter to Pope Zaza.
Right. Not my actual account, but my
name. Yeah, you're
not
at Pope Zaza.
Pope Zaza.
How soon until you are at Pope Zaza on Twitter?
I really wish you hadn't just said that, but I don't know. I don't know. Probably, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Did I cross a line there?
Well, yeah, because it's not going to be available now. Somebody's going to go out and grab it. And
oh,
just, like,
shoot.
Do
okay.
It. Yeah.
Oops, my bad.
That's what people do on these shows, Sean.
Yeah. They
hear it.
I thought the answer would be I'm not going to do that. That's why I was just
I was waiting, like, during the next commercial break, I was going to go lock down Pope Zaza.
Oh, okay. Well, go do it now. Go do it now.
I can't. I got to get a different email address and everything.
Oh,
so
shoot.
Don't
okay.
worry about it.
Okay. Yeah. My bad. Oh, crap. Oops. All right.
Well, sorry.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Didn't know you were going to do it. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. Bryce Young is going to be throwing in about 3 hours. We'll get you ready for a little Bryce Young Pro Day action. And he's doing a lot of the same things that CJ Stroud was doing. Anything to read into how this stuff's playing out with these two quarterbacks? We'll finish up. In the Loop is up next. We'll find out what they got going on their show as well.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.